Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, you did and still have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, you did and still. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another opportunity to pray. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. We thank you for another opportunity and a chance to experience and see the glory of the Lord rise among us in this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and because you have made this day, we can rejoice and be glad in it. On this thankful Thursday, as some radio hosts declare, God, I'm thankful, God, that you woke me up this morning and allowed me to see a brand new day. I'm grateful, God, that you allowed me to rise with my right mind. I went to sleep last night with my right mind, and I woke up this morning with my right mind. And I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you, because I went to sleep last night with my mind stayed on you. And not only did you allow me to rise this morning in my right mind, but you've given me and blessed me with a reasonable portion of health and strength. And in addition, God, you've allowed me to obtain and have life, and that more abundantly. I thank you for being the air that I breathe. I thank you for allowing me, O God, to be in the land of the living just one more day. And I thank you, O God, that I don't have to go in this day unaware. I don't have to go in this day confused. I don't have to go into this day not knowing who controls my future and whose hands I'm in. But I step and make my way towards work, or whether we're making our way towards school or making our way towards shopping or whatever is ahead for us on this day. We know without a shadow of a doubt who holds our future in his hands. And our future and our lives, God, are in your hands. Your hands are sure. Lord, your hands are not, you don't have the issue of dropping things. You don't have the issue of, God, of letting things fall. But everything, God, that belongs to you, you keep. Everything that belongs to you, you strengthen. Everything that you belong to you that belongs to you has the victory that comes with being aligned with you. For you are the victor. Victory belongs to you. And since victory belongs to you, God, and I belong to you, Lord, I have the victory, and my heart declare praise the Lord. And so, God, help us to go into this day knowing that there is nothing that the enemy can do that can stop us. He may try to slow us down with weapons that he formed against us. He may even bring things up against us that cause us to fall short of your glory. But, Lord, you're faithful and you're just to forgive. So if we would just confess, Lord, you would forgive us, you would cleanse us, you would wash us, you would make us whole, and, God, you would give us a brand new chance to say yes to your will. God, that's what you do every single morning, because your mercies endure through all generations, and your mercies are new every single morning because your faithfulness is great. We serve a great God who is compassionate, who is loving, who is willing to look beyond our faults and see our needs, and he always has a solution. My God can do anything but fail. My God is a big God. My God is a mighty God. My God is an awesome God, a God who I can lean upon, a God who I can depend upon, a God who I can trust in, and a God who my hope is built in. My hope is built in nothing less. My hope is built upon your promises. My hope is built upon your word. God, my hope is built upon the greatness of the God that I serve. And since I serve a great big God, and since I live and I'm a joint heir with a great big God, Lord, I know that anything that comes my way, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. I shall win. And I'm so grateful, God, that though the enemy may come against us like a flood, you will fight for us. It's awesome to know that you order our footsteps. Your word declares that you knew us before we were even shaped in our mother's womb and ordained us for this time. And not only that, your word declares that, God, that you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for us. And your plans are sure, and you know what you are doing. And so, God, I'm mindful that you will fight for us no matter what. I'm so grateful, God, that you know the plans. No matter what the enemy tries to throw in there, God, you know every step that the enemy is going to take. You know every decision that we're going to make. And, Lord, you know when to step right in one time, and you know when, God, to hear our pleas and to hear our cries. And, Lord, our steps are ordered. Our lives are ordered, God, and you, and they're ordered by you. And since they're ordered by you, God, we shall win in the end. Let us not become fretful. Let us not become weary. Let us not become fearful, Lord, because, God, you told us to be not weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. You also declared into our lives that you have not given us the spirit of fear, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it smells like. Lord, we don't have to fear because our God is too big to lose. You are bigger than anything in this world. And nothing comes upon you unaware. Nothing makes you shake in your shoes. But God, you sit strong and mighty in everything that the enemy tries to throw our way. You will fight for us. And since you are willing to fight for us, Lord, we should be willing to fight for others as well. Help us to not give up on those who have fallen short of your glory. Help us to not give up on those, Lord, who have allowed sin to take control of their lives. Lord, let us not give up on those that have turned their backs upon us. Because, Lord, you commended your love towards us, or you gave us your, or showed us your love, and that while we were yet in sin, you sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, that is the mystery of the gospel, that Lord, you came and died for all so that all might live. Yes, God, salvation, oh God, our connection to you in the Old Testament had to go through the priest. Lord, the priest was the only one that had direct access to you. But when Jesus came, he rent the veil in twain. And no longer do I have to go to anybody else to get direct access to you, but I, as a Gentile, I, as a non-Jew, have now been joined in as a joint heir with Christ Jesus, and I have direct access to you. The mystery is, God, that you want everyone to live and no one to die, and that's all we have to do is accept you as our personal Lord and Savior and allow you to lead our lives. We surrender to your will now. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way, and we say yes, we shall obey. So, Lord, lead us and guide us and take us into our victory on this day. I declare that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. I declare that we are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I declare that we shall live and not die. And I speak that over everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I can declare those words because they are your words. And your word tells me that your word will never return back unto you void. but it shall accomplish what it set forth to accomplish. Bless your people. Strengthen your people. Encourage your people. Shine bright in your people, because someone needs to know that Jesus still saves today. Help us to love the homosexual. Help us to love the pervert. Help us to love, God, the thief. Help us to love the whoremonger. God, help us to love the tax collectors. God, help us to love any and everyone, God, that does not know you in the pardon of their sins, because we need to be the light to draw them to you, to show them that the love of God is real. Bless us today. Keep us today are our prayer, and we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.